USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Tropical Storm Hillary is about the size of Arizona and could bring catastrophic flooding through Monday in Southern California. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency with more than 7,500 workers on the ground. Forecasters say Hillary could dump as much as 10 inches of rain in Big Bear, California. But resident Nick Lanza says he's most concerned about the wind.
Wind coming from the east against the lake, which is an odd direction for that. So with 50-mile-an-hour winds against that north shore, there could be some problems with anything that's on that shore.
Some people are braving the elements in Southern California for the thrill of surfing ahead of the storm.
It was fun. It's really crowded, but, I mean, definitely got some good waves. There's a lot of swell, thank God.
Hillary made landfall in Baja, California. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says reviews are underway regarding why sirens didn't go off to alert residents of the wildfires on Maui. One Republican senator believes former President Trump should drop out of the 2024 presidential race.
We may have a candidate for president who has been convicted of a crime. I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana called the charges related to mishandling classified documents a, quote, slam dunk. Another candidate will be on the stage for Wednesday's Republican presidential debate. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson confirmed on CNN State of the Union that he has qualified for the first GOP debate. Hutchinson said he has 42,000 individual donors, surpassing the required 40,000 threshold. The Netherlands and Denmark will send Ukraine F-16 jets, an agreement that President Vladimir Zelensky called historic, CNN reported. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
If you're an American, chances are you're drinking.
Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages like liquor, wine, or beer. That's in line with findings for more than eight decades that the company's been tracking the number. It peaked in the late 70s at 71%. Meanwhile, this year, 38% said they do not drink at all, with 24% of that group saying they don't care for alcohol. For those who do drink, 69% said they drank in the past week, and 32% in the past day. I'm John Schaefer.
Less than a month after his debut with the club, Lionel Messi has already brought home a trophy with Inter Miami. The World Cup MVP scored the opening goal on the road against Nashville Saturday in a match that went to an 11-round penalty shootout. The League's Cup title is Messi's 44th of his career, making him the most decorated player in the history of world soccer. The Blue Beetle is going toe-to-toe with Barbie this weekend. DC Studios' new superhero flick earned $10 million on its opening day, and that could be enough to surpass Barbie after 4 weeks atop the box office. There's no stopping Taylor Swift. Her Eras Tour is set to become the highest-grossing tour of all time. A new report shows the tour is expected to bring in more than $2 billion from North American ticket sales alone. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.